Hello and welcome to another episode of Toonami Therapy. Today is March 7th, and, well, I don't have anything interesting to talk about at the start here, so do you want to just get into it right now?
Yeah.
All right. So, we'll begin with Dragon Ball Super Episode 53. So, they, because they find, how did it go exactly? They went to this place because Whis thought the energy of Goku Black was similar to the guy who was there, so they went there? Was that?
One of them did.
Yeah. Well, they think he might be this guy, so they go to this other universe where the guy, one of, like, the Kai's, Zamasu is, to try to see that. Anyway, Goku is all excited and wants to fight him, so then they fight after Goku annoys him a bunch. Anyway, so then Goku basically wins, so then they leave, and Goku is saying, well, his energy was similar to Black's, but not exactly the same, which leaves them still kind of wondering exactly what the deal there is. And then the Zamasu guy seems really irritated at Goku, so maybe this is going to make him turn evil and turn into Black or something like that. I don't know. We don't know exactly what's going on there.
Yeah.
My guess is that in the alternate future, maybe he used the, because you see Goku Black, and he's always wearing that earring. Is it possible that he somehow got tricked or forced Goku into doing the fusion thing with him, which is how he turned into that, and then was all evil? Or I don't know. That's just a random speculation I've been pondering about.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, I don't know what happens even in Dragon Ball Z Kai. So.
Oh well, that's true. But they did just establish. This is one of the reasons I didn't mention it before. The fusion earrings. So I was saying, since he's always wearing that, maybe that's a sign that he is a fusion somehow. Goku Black, I mean.
Yeah, perhaps.
Okay. Although, now that I suddenly, so it might be like that. That's the main thing of the episode. There's, of course, also some stuff with Trunks, but it's not really important.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess then we'll just move on to, speaking of fusions, we go into episode 152 of Dragon Ball Z Kai. So, in this one, Goku shows up and, you know, he tries to, and the goal is to fuse with Gohan, except then, Boo absorbs Gohan, so that didn't work out so well. Then ultimately Vegeta shows up, and Goku spends most of the episode trying to convince him to fuse with him, and then finally does at the end. So they put on the earrings and then transform and then fuse together into I can't remember if they said his name yet in this one. It's apparently the, I think it's Vegito or something like that. I don't know. It's weird because I keep seeing all these different names for the fusion. So I don't know which one this one is using again.
Well, you completely skipped over the best part of the episode, though, where Goku was trying to decide who he was going to fuse with. So he thought maybe he was going to fuse with Dende, and then they sewed what he would look like if he fused with Dende, and then he was going to fuse with Mr. Satan. They sewed that version of him, and then he's just about to fuse with, he's like, okay, Mr. Satan, and then the last second, Vegeta shows up. So, yeah, that was the best part, was the fusions that didn't happen. Those were pretty funny, and
As is frequently the case, the best part of the episode involves Mr. Satan.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, actually, here's something fun. I like the part where, in one of the sort of bumper things, there's this part where Tom and Sarah are talking about, like, speculating about what Majin Buu is made of. Tom says, I think it's cotton candy. That's my headcanon. That made me laugh a bit. Okay. So, yeah, not much to say really about it, I guess. So, next is Black Clover episode 12. So that woman had the money stolen, so that Seki guy goes to try to stop the thief, except then he gets stabbed by the thief, and there's this part, kind of funny part actually, where he's convinced he's dying from a poison, so he's telling Asta, "You need to go and live my dreams for me," and Asta like just says, "No, I don't shove your stuff onto me," and then it turns out that he actually wasn't in any danger of dying at all.
Mm-hmm.
That part was kind of funny. Oh, and then it turns out that the random woman was actually the Wizard King in disguise the whole time, and he was just out to try to look at new magic types and things. So that was kind of nice, to actually, because this is, I think, the first time we've actually seen him.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, and then Yuno and some other guys from his squad go on a mission, and they end up going back to his hometown, and I'll be honest, I can't really remember that much about this because I wasn't paying too much attention because I knew it was filler, so.
It was boring.
Yeah, the second half was basically filler stuff, so it was not as interesting as the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking, you know, if you can have filler, can you at least have something more interesting than, hey, we're going to head back to our hometown and spend some time there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all sappy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was just, but I, like I said, I really did like the reveal of the wizard, king and such, and also some indications of his personality, like the fact he's kind of willing to slack off if it just lets him look at a new different magic. He's honestly kind of indicating he's actually just kind of a really big nerd, magic nerd. Okay, all right, so on to JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusaders episode 27. So basically, in this one, the Zenyatta and Mondatta, or Oingo and Boingo, who's and I can have trouble remembering which one is supposed to be which, actually.
Yeah, and as I said on my blog, I purposely didn't look that up because I was afraid of getting spoiled.
Yeah.
So I don't have a clue.
Okay, I actually did write it down in my notes here, but I have to always look at it to remember. Okay. So, Mondatta, or Boingo, is the younger one. Zenyatta, or Oingo, is the older one.
Okay.
But I think I'll probably just call them the younger one and the older, like, brother. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the younger brothers has the ability to tell, peer into the future with his comic book. And it shows, you know, our main characters drinking, like, some poisoned tea. So the older one tries to get them to do that, but then they they get interrupted by Iggy, so they just spit it all out.
Yeah.
And then this part was kind of amusing. I really love the part where Polnareff just like drops a cigarette to decide which one they go to, and then we find out that it actually caused a fire somewhere else later on. Yeah,
yeah.
It did bother me a little that they're actually making a point, and Joseph is correct in that they should be super careful about what they drink, but then they're like, yeah, whatever, and then almost drink the poison because of that. But anyway, that's a minor quibble, because then we get to the main part of the episode, which is that so they read the book, and it mentions about how they put a bomb inside a orange, or was it a lemon?
Orange.
An orange, and then it'll it'll like blow up and apparently kill Jotaro. So he you know, sets up the bomb and puts it in there, but then they catch him. So yes, and it turns out his dad can let him turn into someone else. So he uses it to disguise himself as Jotaro. And then they basically, you know, kind of think he's that and just kind of force him to come along with them when they drive off. And then he's realizing that because he looks just like Jotaro, there's a chance that it might that the premonition might have actually been referring to him. So he's trying to figure out a way to get out of this situation without letting them know who he is. And it's really funny, everything that happens. Like where Polnareff's like going, "Hey, Jotaro, can you show me that trick?" Which is putting a cigarette a lit cigarette on your like teeth and letting it fall into your mouth. And the guy's like, "Oh, good, I know how to do that." Except then it turned out the trick was to do 5 of them. Mm-hmm. Which he manages to do, and I know I'm this might sound a little dull the way I'm describing it, but it's really funny the way they show it. And he's like, "Okay, I did it, yes." And Polnareff says, "All right, now drink this without putting out any of the cigarettes." But the funniest part, I think, was just a part where, you know, so older brother disguised as Jotaro, he's like, you know, kind of getting calm. He's like, "Okay, we're going to be fine." And then Polnareff just grabs the orange that had the bomb. He said, "How about an orange eating contest?" That was my favorite moment. So eventually he manages to get out and run off. Then Polnareff ends up actually, he's like, maybe I shouldn't eat this one. Maybe he was right. So he throws it out, and then he accidentally steps on it, and it blows up on him anyway. Mm-hmm. Although he doesn't die, which does kind of disprove the comic, which indicated that that Jotaro's face would be cut in half. But I don't know. Maybe the cutting in half was a illusion or something. I don't know. The point is, after all that, it ends up happening, and he gets really hurt because of that anyway. And then his younger brother comes in and is like saying, "All right, I'm going to do it by myself. I'll avenge you." And then this guy they just randomly beat up earlier in the episode shows up with all these other guys and tells them, "Those are the guys who beat me up. Beat them to a pulp." So then they just get beaten up and end up going into the hospital and then just decide to give up on the whole thing.
And then there's a song at the end, which I don't know what that song was, but
I did look it up. It's there's nothing. It's mostly just like them kind of talking about themselves, like, you know, their powers and stuff.
So it's not like a song by Oingo Boingo.
No, it's not.
Okay, that's what I was hoping. That's what it was, but it was just okay.
Yeah, this. This was a really great episode.
It was. In fact, this is my favorite episode of this season. So, I really like this episode a lot. Very funny the whole way through. And certainly one of the most entertaining. And, you know, it isn't a coincidence that Jotaro was missing for most of the action. I mean, that's kind of tells you that Jotaro is pretty much useless, because even whenever there's a really good episode, he has nothing to do with it. So,
his face was very involved in this episode.
Yeah, his face.
Yeah, really great episode. I just loved it the whole way through. I sometimes make brief little notes on these things. Usually not like not some. I mean, some episodes, a lot of episodes, I just don't do anything, but just something I remember. So for this one, I wrote just for this one, this has to be number one for the week. Seriously, I actually wrote that as a note to myself. That's kind of a spoiler for the end of the podcast, I guess. But yeah, really great episode. Really funny. I'd like to say it felt kind of Looney Tunes-esque, but it was a little more on sort of the mental comedy than the physical, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it just did feel like that kind of like rapid fire zaniness, and it worked brilliantly.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Iron Blooded Orphans episode 43. So let's see. So there's a bunch of interior politics stuff with Gjallarhorn and things that I was confused by, as usual.
Yeah, same here. Save here?
I mean, I can kind of understand it, but the problem is that I have trouble describing it. The big thing is that McGillis gets some sort of super Gundam thing that he starts piloting and announces, he's like, yeah, all right, now I am the leader of Galahorn because of this super mobile suit thing I have. And that's the episode.
Yeah. I watched the episode and I didn't make any sense of it, and it was really boring. And I think I could probably say the same thing about half the episodes of, oh, more than half. I would say about 90% of the episodes of this show, I felt the same way as this one. I didn't understand it. I didn't care. I wasn't interested. I don't know why people like Gundam. I honestly don't. Like, are there better Gundam series out there? Because this one is horrible, and Unicorn was equally horrible.
Oh, no, I disagree. I think Unicorn was considerably worse. I mean, I'm not a fan of this one, but it at least has some things I kind of like, whereas Unicorn, the only thing I can really remember from that whole thing was how goofy Laplace's box ended up being.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In regards to Gundam, I haven't really seen that many. I remember really liking Gundam Wing when they originally broadcast it, but that was when I was younger. I might have a different opinion of it now, but... Well, I was younger and could definitely follow it, so that at least probably means that the political stuff wasn't as convoluted as in this show. That or my mental state has actually deteriorated over the years. Yeah. I keep feeling like I should go back and watch some of it just to see what I think of it in retrospect. I like I said, I remember enjoying it for the most part when I was younger, so it might just be, it makes me wonder, like, was that, you know, the gem in, like, is it just the more recent ones that aren't that good? Is it possible that Gundam Wing itself was, you know, kind of like an especially good one? Or I don't know, I guess we'll see. Maybe. But that was Mobile Suit, that was episode 43. All right, so Hunter, episode 86.
Okay, so Gon and Killua, they wake up and realize that they've got to fight for Kite. And if they're going to do that, they got to get stronger. So they decide that they are going to be able to do it in a week. While Bisky comes and shows up and tells them, that's totally unrealistic that they'll be able to get strong enough in a week. C starts training them, and it's a training arc. So they are training. Yeah, train. And then this woman named Palm shows up, and yes, C is really important. So as much as C seems like a comic relief character, C won't be going away for a long time. And she's really weird. That's the only thing. That's the best thing I can say about her. She is really, really weird. And then you've got Knuckle and Suit showing up, and Knuckle is going through the streets trying to find Gon and Killua, and they obviously don't know what Gon and Killua look like, but those are the ones who Gon and Killua are going to have to fight in the next part of this training arc, which... Your training can sometimes be fun, but in this case, it's taking away from a lot of the interesting stuff. Also, I should also mention that the second one of the Royal Guards shows up. I think his name is Poof. He's a long. He has a longer name, but he's basically called Poof, and or Poof. I'm not sure which one. And Kite. They have Kite there. His body frozen in a block of ice. No word on whether he's alive or dead, but they have him there, and they're waiting for the third of the Royal Guards to show up. And once he shows up, then the king isn't long afterwards. So there you have it. I thought it was a good episode. It obviously wasn't on the level of like JoJo this week, but it was still a pretty good episode.
The guy's name is, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, but it's a Shia Poof. Shia Poof? I don't know how to pronounce this stupid thing. But yeah, Poof is like the, or Pauf is the last part of it. I can't remember how it's pronounced, but that's the name. I think it would be Poof, because that's the way I think it would be said in the Japanese text. Better than the next one, where, because I'm looking at like the episode synopsis, and the next one is Menthuthuyopi?
Yeah, Yopi is what they'll call him, but...
All of these have convoluted names with a nickname that's much simpler.
Yeah.
Yeah, you covered it. I did say, though, that in regards to Shoot and Knuckle, I that's the black-haired one, I just thought, I'm like, wow, he looks like a character from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. he just looks like he's drawn in that style. And actually, here's something funny. So I was checking, like, to... I'm sorry. Did I say Shoot? It was that. That's the other guy. It's Knuckle. That's the black-haired one. I got him mixed up. Mm-hmm. It's actually, and it's funny because, so I was looking to see if maybe there's a mention of that, like in the sort of trivia thing in the wiki. And on the Hunter wiki, when it's talking about him, it says Knuckle bears a strong resemblance to the protagonist of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 4. And I was like, oh, I guess he does look like a JoJo character then. Yeah. I just meant like the general framing, but apparently no, he looks like the protagonist of Part 4. Huh. Okay, there's that. But other than that, yeah, it's the training itself was just kind of a bit generic, but
yeah, it was.
It's just like, all right, we're gonna try really hard. All right, we're gonna still try hard.
Yeah, it was like, longest I've ever made is 55 minutes, and we got to make it 3 hours. And it's like, that's never going to happen, okay? Like, even the greatest athletes in the world, whenever they try to break their own personal records, they'll break it by, like, a split second. They don't break their records by, you know, minutes at a time, you know? So... That, yeah, I agree. That didn't make much sense. Kilawa saying, oh, I've only made it 55 minutes. This time I'm going to make it 3 hours. That's ridiculous. But, yeah.
Well, they haven't stumbled upon this the secret. You need to do 100 push-ups, 100 squats, and 100 sit-ups every day. And then you'll be the strongest person in the world in a few years. Oh, wait, they've only got a month.
Wrong. Wrong. You were wrong. Because you forgot. 100.
Oh yeah, right. I forgot about See, that.
You forgot it.
Yes, I forgot it. I forgot.
It would not have worked.
It would not have worked. That. I apologize. Although one thing I was noting in regards to sort of exercise stuff, I mean, you can maybe say that it's different because it's a matter of developing Nen, but the thing is, the way they're doing it, which is, you know, work really, 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 really hard, take like a super brief rest, then work really, 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 really hard in stuff, is at least for general exercise, actually like a terrible idea.
You're right.
You need to when you're trying to make yourself stronger, you need to do your intense exercise, and then you need to take a reasonable, like, rest. People, like, say, you know, that when you're doing that, then you should have a day where you don't do any, because that allows your muscles to actually benefit from the exercise and become stronger. Which is why when someone, if you look online, someone asks, like, some like sort of fitness blog, what would happen if you every day did the 100 sit-ups, 100 all that stuff, and then they actually gave like a real answer, and then like there's later so, and then like edited the thing to say it's come to my attention that this is a reference to One Punch Man. But yeah, they did mention the thing like you doing it every day doesn't actually help, because you won't actually get benefit if you don't take rests.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So, I mean, like I said, you can maybe make the excuse, oh, it's Nen development, it's different, but it did still feel to me like, you know, it just stuck out to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that was Hunter Hunter. And we got Naruto, episode 193. So, let's see. Naruto meets a ghost, except he's not really a ghost, except then he does become a ghost. but then because he was given that information, Naruto is able to stop an evil scheme by a bad guy. And yeah, there you go. That's the episode. Do ghosts even exist in the Naruto universe? Was that ever established in canon?
Yeah, that was weird. I mean, I never seen a ghost in Naruto before this. I don't know.
There's zombies, but we've never seen ghosts, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've seen like actual ghosts. Like I said, it's possible for like zombies or like raising dead to happen in Naruto. That has happened now or later, but I don't think we've ever seen anything about actual ghosts. So I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe it could have happened. There was some stuff in the series I didn't see, but I don't know. But but yeah, I still felt a little weird for that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah, that was Naruto. More flashback stuff. How long? Hang on, I need to double check to see how long this thing actually does. All of this stuff does go on. I feel like there is only a few episodes left, but let me see if I can see. All right, it looks like there's 3 episodes of filler left until we get back to the plot.
That's good.
All right. All right, Space Dandy episode 6 is next. Now, remember how last episode, you know, it still had some comedy, but it went for like a more serious sort of tone? Well, that's completely gone, and we're back to the silliness in this episode. Where they end up basically being caught in this war between these aliens that are fighting over whether you should be wearing underwear or vests. Except there's only one of them left because the others all killed each other. And Dandy and Meow end up kind of on opposite sides of that. And basically, I'm skipping over a lot of, like, the gags and the jokes. Like the aliens continually speaking really badly and, like, you know, speaking broken English perpetually.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, they want to get them registered to get their money. So they try to convince them to put, to like make a truce and such, but that ends up backfiring and the aliens decide to blow up the planet to spite the other, and surprisingly, unlike several other episodes, Dandy and Meow don't actually get blown up along with the planet, and instead manage to escape.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was an amusing episode, just not as much to really say about it.
Yeah, I didn't find it too funny. I don't know. It wasn't terrible either, so it just was kind of, you know, it had a few funny moments, but overall, it was just, it seemed to...
Well, it aired on the same week as this JoJo episode, so it was inherently going to suffer by comparison. Yeah. All right. So finally, Outlaw Star, episode 24. This is it. We're finally getting into the galactic ley line. We've got, like, the McDougal brothers back, and they're going to be, like, rivals. And then there's going to be a guy named Hazanko, who has gotten basically no development up until this point. I think has only been seen briefly, but is apparently now the major villain of the series. Yeah, that was something that I kind of noticed, like, even when I was a kid. It's like, okay, this guy's, like, a major villain, but he didn't do anything before now. I, like, spent a bunch of time wondering who he was. But he's, like, he's one of, like, that group of assassins we were mentioned before. I don't know. I kind of wish there had been a little more about them before this. But whatever. They make it to the ley line. Everyone goes in, and everything is really wonky and weird. In it, and then it starts being normal again, and then it goes back to being weird. And the long story short is then Melfina gets grabbed by something, and then Jean also, I think that happens, and that's kind of where the episode ends. I kind of skipped over some stuff, I know, but
yeah, I wasn't too into this episode. I don't know, it's just kind of it just seemed like there were too many characters and just too much going on at the same time. I realize they're trying to wrap things up, but...
Yeah, it does feel a bit rushed for them to go to the ley line and then just go through it so quickly. It's an issue I've seen on a number of shows where there's, like, a bunch of episodes and you look at them like, you didn't really need to have this episode. You could have skipped over it and such. And then they're kind of taking their time having episodes, don't really advance things. And then they get to the end and it's like, oh, crud, now we don't have enough time to do things right.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of what it feels like. But I don't know. I can't really remember that much about the last... a few episodes outside of how the series ends. So we'll be seeing all the stuff I forgot, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Two episodes left.
Two episodes left, and then we'll get that show that they mentioned that they were originally going to show, but to replace Lupin. But then they claimed there was some sort of temporary legal difficulty which was preventing them from doing it, which is kind of a weird thing to say.
What's it called?
Oh, we don't know.
Oh, okay.
We don't know. We'll find out soon, I assume, because, like I said, only two episodes left, and it's usually the week or the week before it airs or 2 weeks before it airs that we get the announcement of what the next one is. So we'll be finding out in sometime in the next 2 weeks, probably. Maybe we'll even find out this weekend. We'll see. Okay. Yep, so that was Outlaw Star. Let me see. I guess we'll Do you, like, have any speculations about what the show might be?
Fooly Cooly is the only one I can guess.
That might be the case, but I can't imagine that a co-production would run into that. There would be no point need to, like, delay it or anything. And I kind of feel like, you know, when they finally decide to re-air, like, Fooly Cooly, when they come it back, that's going to be something that they're going to, like, let you know about well ahead of time.
Right, they're going to hype that up, exactly. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I saw someone speculate it might be ReZero.
That would be amazing because that is one of my favorite series ever. And I'd love to see that. I know it just got a dub announced. So, yeah, you will like that series. It is really good. It's not perfect, but it's a lot better than a lot of other stuff on Toonami right now. So
okay. Well, I guess we'll get into our top three then. So, for me, well, my top one is obviously JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And it kind of annoys me that I normally put it at first place. So I have no way to say, this was really amazing episode. Like, I can't put it higher than I normally put it, which is a little annoying. I mean, and I couldn't, like, just, it would be totally unfair for me to put it for my top three places, all of them. Like, top, number one, JoJo's. Number two, Bizarre. Number three, Adventure. But, really, it'll be JoJo. I guess we'll go Hunter x Hunter for second. And for third, that's a tricky one. I'm having problems with that again. It's annoying because I went into this trying to make up my mind, and then I still haven't made up my mind on it. I'm torn between Outlaw Star and Space Dandy. I guess I'll pick Outlaw Star.
Okay, well, my top pick is JoJo. Second pick is Hunter x Hunter. And the bronze medal goes to Dragon Ball Z Kai because of the whole Mr. Satan and Goku fusing together. That was too funny to pass up.
Okay. So, All right. So, yeah, hopefully when we next record, we'll have the answer as to what the next show is.
And and I need to, I'm sorry, I got something in my eye, so having a hard time here. My eye is really bothering me. Okay, I'll do this without my glasses on, so I can't see a thing. But next week, I'm on vacation, so I will be out of the country, literally, and I will not be able to even watch, record anything. So that means in 2 weeks, we are going to have a double episode. That's the only option we have because I'm just going to be gone the whole week. So we'll have a double episode, probably recording Thursday and up on Friday of 2 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been nice to have had one of Adult Swim's marathons to allow us to catch up, but I don't think we're that lucky. St. Patrick's Day doesn't count, so but that's what's happening. I just want to let you know that, both you and anyone who may be listening.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll try to do a one-person podcast that week, but probably not. If I decide to do that, then, well, you'll get to listen to me a bunch by myself, which would probably be boring. But otherwise, yeah, it'll be 2 weeks till the next episode, in which we'll, I guess, double up on things. Oh, that would actually be interesting, because that would mean we would be if we do that, that would be after Outlaw Star is done. We could discuss the final two episodes in conjunction with each other.
Yep. Yeah, that would actually work out pretty well. So,
okay, all right. So that's that for those. Well, this has been Toonami Therapy. You can find all of our previous episodes on ToonamiTherapy.podbean.com or TommyAPhillips.com, the latter of which you can see more reviews by Tommy, more in-depth thoughts on a few of the episodes that we discuss on this podcast. And if you've got any suggestions or comments or questions or anything like that, you can leave comments at either location. normally these go up on Friday, although this week it'll be a day a little earlier because we had to record it earlier because of you going on vacation. But right. we probably won't have anything next week, but the week after that it'll probably be the usual date of going up. And that's it. Do you have anything else to say?
Nope.
All right. We'll see you next time then.